them shortly. But on behalf of Central Baptist Church, we want to welcome you this evening to an evening of Christmas music. It kind of reminds me of days of old. How many of y'all remember that? Just got kind of growing up when life was a little bit slower, and then getting together in the church and playing some Christmas music, and just the times that have taken you back to places that were a little bit slower, a little bit easier. Well, that's what we want for you tonight. We also want you to hear the Spirit of the Lord in each and every heart and life, that we may draw closer to Him this evening as we come together. If you're part of our viewing audience, we're streaming this live tonight as well. So we welcome folks that'll be joining in by social media with us today. As always, we say you're a part of us. We really appreciate all that each and every person here does to make things like that happen, so that we can bring this opportunity. So if you're participating, then you can actually go back to one of our social media sites later and watch yourself. Now, I don't know whether that's good or bad or however you may look at it, but at any rate, it's a lot of fun. I trust and pray that tonight will be as special to you as I believe that it's going to be to me, as we draw close to our Lord through a time of just being able to celebrate the birth of Christ through music. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer as we begin this evening. Father, as we come to you, we're grateful and thankful that you've given us this opportunity to come together. Lord, we're thankful for songs that have meant so much to us over the years that we will have the opportunity to gather around today. Lord, help us as we lift you up to truly realize and understand that Jesus' birth is the true reason why we celebrate the Christmas season. And Lord, may that ring forth in each and every one of our voices as we go through this time of the year, but not just this time of the year, Father, but each and every day of our life. May we truly be thankful for the Savior who came and lived some 33 years sinless. Father, who went to Calvary's cross and through a borrowed tomb, but thanks be to God, rose again on the third day that we might have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, bless our time tonight. May you speak to each and every heart as only you can. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Participating, and look forward to a time of fellowship afterwards. Tonight we're just going to stay seated while we're enjoying our carols. We're going to start with 89, O Come All Ye Faithful.
tonight our Savior is born. Mountains and valleys, and let them each night a star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Great joy. Others saw the star, but they followed it not. To them it would come and would
child. And a lot of people, I'm sure, were asking, who is this child? But be thinking about who that child is to you. Brighter light shines in reply.
Thank you. I've almost tripped on that four times today, in practices and in service, so try to make it through the evening. All right, if you will, turn to, please, 87, Joy to the World, if you want the hymn book, or we have it on the screen. 87, Joy to the World.
Thank you.
of Katahdin, Mini Katahdin, as Lord God, 85, the first order.
Thank you.
To reveal himself to mankind in a way that could be understood. So he came to us in the form of a human baby. Just by being born, Jesus made this night different from all others. This amazing night divine, so filled with anticipation and joy, will always be sacred because God himself came to live with us.
The presence of glory, the presence of glory.
in the hushed holiness of such a glorious moment. Our eyes are open and we clearly see the trustworthiness of our God. As we look upon that assembly of faithful gathered amidst the dust and straw of a stable in Bethlehem, we see that every promise and every prophecy was perfectly fulfilled. We peer in closer to the scene and are filled with a confidence that we can trust the Word of God always. We rest assured that nothing compares to His promises. Finally, our eyes fall upon the face of the one who has just come from heaven, the one whose ears have heard the music of angelic choirs and now hears only the rustling of a few stable animals, the one whose hand held a scepter of power and is now clutching a piece of broken straw. We look into the face of the one who is the visible image of invisible God. Our voices are silenced, yet our hearts cry out, praise be to God for His indescribable gift. With hearts full of adoration, we continue the song that began on that holy night when God gave us His miraculous gift, recognizing the magnitude and the awesome power of His profound love for us. Our voices can no longer remain silent. Praise pours forth from our lips as we cry, Lord, You are worthy to receive all honor, glory, and power. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, King of Kings, Jesus, we worship You.
Who will call Him King of Kings? Call Him Prince of Peace, such a wonderful
Amen. Can we truly say that today, that we have truly come to worship the King? Man, what a joy it's been. We thank you, choir, wind ensemble. I do want to take a moment to thank Brad. Let's give Brad and Jim a hand and the choir. Thank you for all that you do. For those of you who are here, those of you who are visiting, those that are viewing. And by the way, if you want to look at this and review it, you can do that on YouTube. It's actually on our YouTube channel. That's where you can go back and see it again. We didn't put it on Facebook, but we are on YouTube, so it will be there when you have that opportunity to have the chance to go see it. Now, I just want to ask this question, as always, because I guess I'm old-timey, I'm old-fashioned. You know, when we think about calling him Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, can we truly say that with honesty in our hearts, that we have made him Prince of Peace, King of Kings? And we've said so many times, it's not about how much you know about Jesus, but it is about knowing Jesus, having that personal relationship with him. Can you say that he truly is your Lord and Savior today? You know, if not, I invite you at this moment, wherever you are, maybe you're viewing, maybe you're here in this place, don't let another second tick off the clock without coming to that saving knowledge of Christ. Is the Holy Spirit working in your heart right now? If so, and you've never received him, then I'm just going to simply ask you right where you are, no matter where you may be, to simply bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, today I know I'm a sinner. I need you as my Savior. Come into my life and save my soul. Help me, Father, to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I will make you a promise that there's nothing just magical about a prayer, but if that was your heart's cry to the ears of the Father, I will promise you that today, as we speak, your name is being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But that doesn't end there. It's about serving him. It's about wanting to be an instrument in the hand of the Master. It's about studying. It's about getting to know him on an intimate basis and an intimate level. And I've said, you know, for me, that's been a joy of my life, is being able to get into the Word and learn and grow in his grace and strength. And you know what? I fail daily. But you know what? The Lord didn't say we had to be perfect. He said we had to be forgiven by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I know that I'm forgiven. He is my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords, my Prince of Peace, my Counselor, my Mighty One. And I pray that he is yours as well. As we prepare to dismiss, we're going to have a time of fellowship that's been prepared for us over in the building. Please stick around, you know, greet someone, pass out a hug or two, shake a hand, whatever it is that you feel comfortable doing in this post-COVID world, and that's okay. You know, if you want to run from people, that's fine too. Just hold your hand up. You can do that as well. But in just a moment, Brad is going to come and lead us in a dismissal hymn, because it's always good just to be singing together. How many of you all were taken back to the good old days a little while ago as you had a chance to sing some good old Christmas songs in the house of the Lord and to hear the choir? You know, there's not a lot of people that do cantatas anymore, even mini cantatas. And again, let's just express our appreciation once again to Brad, our wind ensemble, and our choir, for the hard work that they put in to this opportunity. And I want to thank Doc Caffey for presenting my dress code today. I wanted you to know I spied on you to see, and we're distinguished looking gentlemen, aren't we, brother? So good, always good to have Doc with us. Here's what I want to do. We're going to dismiss in prayer in just a moment, but the last thing we're going to do, our dismissal, is going to be that we're going to sing Silent Night together. Brad is going to lead us, but in regard to our fellowship, we're going to go ahead and return thanks so that you won't have to sit there and wait on the preacher to get over there and call a huddle or anything like that. But there's always a special guy with us tonight, Bynum Orr, who's pastored for more years than I've been alive, and I love him dearly. And Bynum, if you would you make your way up here to close us in prayer, if you would? I'm sure you can hurdle that thing. You can still do that. This is a man who rode a Harley Davidson all the way up to just a few years ago, and he liked to ride it a long ways. He'd ride to Florida and back, and I'd be afraid to ride across the street in this area, but Pastor Bynum Orr is a pastor at Dillon Road Baptist Church and a dear friend of Brother David's and mine as well. He and his wife Betty are with us tonight. So I'm going to ask Brother Bynum if he would to dismiss us in prayer, and then Brad's going to come and lead us in our closing of Silent Night. Brother, it's all yours.
Let's bow our heads. Our Father, how grateful we are that we have a Savior. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. He took our place. He paid our sin debt. We have eternal life because of your love for us. Now, Lord, I pray each one in this congregation tonight, we'd be more aware this Christmas than ever before of your love and all you've done for us. Thank you for this program. Thank you, Father, for the music. Thank you for the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen.
Would you stand with me as we sing the night?
God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Fellowship is through that door right there. Take the first door on the left and don't miss out. We'll see you there.